I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Life has a funny way of repeating itself, even when you do everything you can to change it.
Yeah.
And according to someone in this room, well, okay, you know what? She's trying to play this off like it's adorable.
I think it's cute.
Even though I know you and you're a monster and you're ready to pounce. Look, guys don't want to become their dads. Most guys don't.
True.
Right? But maybe, just maybe, no matter how hard you fight it, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah. Going to catch up with you.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So you guys know.
Yep.
I'm going to be at the Bills game Sunday night.
Yeah.
We're very aware.
Flying out tomorrow afternoon. And if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know I was raised on this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. My old man and I, he is obsessed. I am obsessed. He had Bills season tickets, right? Yeah. He would travel all over the country to watch the Bills. He would travel all over the country for golf trips. He would travel all over the country to see his buddies.
Yeah.
A lot of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bunch of stuff, and I've talked about this on the air in the past, that he wasn't around for when I was a kid.
Right.
Like, he never missed Bills games or his fun stuff for anything.
So he's absentee.
I wouldn't go that far.
At times.
Yes.
All right.
But it's something that stuck in my head for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
and something I wanted to change when I became a dad
for
my kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, this sucks, because I wasn't going to say anything about
this. No, you definitely were. If I hadn't talked to your wife this week, we would not have this valuable information.
Go ahead, Kimmy, go ahead.
Well, it's like I said, talking to your wife. And, you know, I was asking what their plans were while you were away, and she informed me, big event coming up this weekend, Tommy.
What's going on?
It is the annual daddy-daughter dance.
Oh.
For both of your daughters, I believe.
Yep.
And they are daddy-less.
Oh,
heading into
God.
The weekend.
Why would you say it like that, you monster?
Daddy-less.
Daddy's not going to be home.
Okay.
So, you know, I figured maybe, oh, it was like, you know, are you going to take them? Asking your wife if she was going to fill in. And she said, no, somebody stepped up, Tommy.
No kidding.
Somebody stepped up to the daddy-daughter dance. And who's that would be Grandpa Duffy.
Wait, your old man stepped up? Look at this.
Pat's dad bringing his daughters to their daddy-daughter dance, which I think is adorable.
Shut up.
Well, I was thinking about it because your father has two daughters.
Yes.
And I'm guessing he never went to those dances.
He may have gone to those dances. I don't remember.
You don't know.
I was out of the house.
If I go on FanDuel right now, I'm taking Lance and under -2.
Okay. Before we get into this conversation,
yes.
For whatever reason, Pat left that out. Because he always tells us when the daddy-daughter dance is
coming. Oh, he loves to light up his daddy, though, doesn't he? Mm. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. Oh, he's over there having a good time.
Okay. The irony is not lost on me, all right? But I would like to defend myself before we get into this discussion.
Mm.
A week and a half ago, before the Bills game, I got the call from my boss, you know, boss, you're coming, let me know if you can make it. And I went to my wife and I said, you know, this is the thing. If there's any reason I can't go, tell me. And I told you guys, my wife said, you have to go. You're going.
Absolutely.
I don't know how we both forgot that this dance was on
Saturday.
Oh,
you're bringing your wife into it.
Well, no, I mean, look, in my defense, I should have known too. It is my fault too. But so the Bills win that game Sunday night.
So then you're booked and you're gone.
It's already done. Yeah. The flight was booked 15 seconds after the game was over. And my wife calls me and goes, we have a problem. This is after the game, and I'm on cloud 9.
Yeah.
The daddy-daughter dance is Saturday night. And it's already done. It's the flight is booked. It's non-refundable. Mm-hmm. I can't get out of it. There's nothing I can do. And I felt like a monster. And my dad stepped up.
Your daughters come to you and ask if you were going to skip the game to come? Did you have to face both of your kids and let them know ahead of time?
I told them individually last night.
You broke the news.
But I kind of...
Oh, you just told them last night?
Well, wow.
That's...
Man.
I didn't... I had a pit in my stomach. I didn't... I felt... I'm telling... This bothers me. It bothers me.
I'll tell you this. They're going to have a ball with your dad.
Yes, they are. They're very excited about going.
Because you're like strict and this and that. You're a warrior. You are. You're a worrywart.
I'm a father.
I get that. So is your dad, but he's a loose daddy.
But Grandpa,
you a tight daddy?
What?
You uptight daddy?
No.
He's loose granddaddy.
Uptight dad, go bring it to you.
I would rather dance with loose granddaddy than uptight daddy.
One of the worst country songs of all time. Dance with my loose granddaddy.
Yeah, grandpas are way more fun.
Yeah.
Like, Are you going to be a little jealous if, because you said, like, when you, especially with your older daughter, like, she doesn't want to hang out with you at the dance anymore.
Until she finds out I'm not going, in which case she just
but, like, she,
the hell
she
out of
goes
me.
Yeah. And she hangs out with her friends. Like, are you going to be jealous if all she wants to do is show off her grandpa?
They're
going to
want to do that. They're going to, I mean, you know, my dad, he's Johnny Goodtimes, right? He is Johnny.
He's also a decorated officer.
Yes, yes. No, he got the cat badge. 5 cats out of tree. Look, here's
can't let it go, can you? Even though he's throwing you a solid.
He is. He's stepping up. He's doing
it. Did you call up and thank him?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Well, I know. It's been a busy week. This is
so only your wife's talked to your dad.
This is a complicated situation for a myriad of reasons.
It doesn't seem like it's complicated at all.
Here's why.
You're making it complicated.
Here's why. Oh,
because
shut
you're
up.
Guilt.
Shut up.
Guilty boy.
All right, well, let's talk about that then, huh?
Okay.
Let's break it down. I'm going to lay down this couch over here. We're going to break it down.
We don't have a couch.
Okay, well, yeah, they took it out because all the sex with your mom.
Wait, Phil Sherman banged my mom?
Everybody banged your mom.
I did not know that.
With my dad
yeah.
Stepping up to take my daughters to the daddy-daughter dance while I'm in Kansas City for this Bills game this weekend.
Mm.
After making it my life's mission to not miss my kids' stuff yeah. on account of right, like my dad.
Yeah, you've been steady Eddie, man.
And then missing this very important thing on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then this man filling in for me, the man who missed my stuff. I don't know if I should look at this as the ultimate lesson in forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I was looking at this the wrong way the entire time.
What Jesus would do.
Or if this is proof positive that no matter how hard you try,
yeah.
no matter what you try to change about the past, eventually you will become your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot fight it. 252 WCMF. Are we all destined to become what we watched our parents for us? Because you have to admit, and I know you're not a father, but you've seen it in yourself.
I've seen it on TV, yeah.
No, you idiot. We all have those moments where we start to realize the mannerisms we watch from our parents have shown up in us.
Well, it's hardwired in, man. It's part of, you know, how it works. Your DNA. It's where you get it from.
You look in the mirror one morning and all of a sudden you see their face a little bit,
mm-hmm.
right? And you hear a sentence fall out of your mouth and it sounds like it came out of their brain. Like,
you hear your father's voice inside your own voice.
Yes. Like what I'm struggling with the last couple of days
yeah.
with this whole thing.
And I didn't realize you were struggling.
It's really kind of messed me up.
I'm sure it has.
I don't know, like, should I just embrace it and accept that eventually, no matter how hard you try, you become your parents? Or did I screw up?
Is this a reminder?
A warning.
A warning,
a shot across
yes.
the bow.
Yes.
You have such a big smile on your face and you're an animal.
What?
You're never going to become your father. You just don't have
yet.
Enough time to work that hard out. Because, like, your old man was the goat of being, like, that kind of a dad.
Selfish dad?
Well, look,
you will.
Here's the thing.
Self-centered dad.
Here's the thing. If I'm going to...
All about dad.
In retrospect...
Daddy first.
In retrospect... With the new thing that has popped up this week. Because, again, I've been thinking about this a lot. You know, you can only parent as well as society accepts. That was the wrong way to put it. There are different societal rules based on when you were raised with your parents.
Okay.
Right? Like, just if your parents smoked in the car in the 1950s, it doesn't make them bad parents. Everybody did it, right?
Mm.
You think about it. So I don't know if at that age...
Dad of circumstance.
Yes, like if that was an acceptable thing to do. Like to just, like, you know, leave your family and go do whatever the hell you wanted.
That was like my dad's generation.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I don't know what to think, man.
I told you, I did have buddies when I was a single guy that were married. That if I said, hey, I'm going out tonight, yeah, I'll beat you out. Like, I'm like, you got a wife and 2 kids. And they were just as free as I was.
Yeah.
Because they just wasn't going to let their family hold them back from their fun. So maybe it was.
Yeah, I think. Dad, like guys of your age generation, like their fun came first.
Oh yeah.
So like my dad's rec sports came first. Even if we had to come with him,
sure, yeah,
he was not skipping that softball game for anything.
I'm with you.
If we had to go sit in a bar and sit up at a bar with a bunch of adults putting chicken fingers in front of me, so I just hang out by myself for
or
a
something
while.
Stuck.
That was just to your point. It was just kind of the norm. It wasn't weird then.
Those guys,
I don't think.
Weird. And it made.
252 WCMF. I'm going to be at the Chiefs game. We all know Sunday night. This weekend is the daddy-daughter dance at Aquinas. It's a big deal. Mm. Big deal.
Oh, sure.
Like, you know, memory-making thing.
Yeah.
My wife and I.
Especially for a young lady.
Forgot when I was offered this opportunity that this was this weekend. She didn't realize it until after the Ravens game. I felt terrible. And in my place, so my daughters can still go, my dad is taking them, which is a whole bundle of effing with my head based on everything I've ever said into a microphone.
Sure, sure.
And I don't know.
Well, you run your mouth.
Oh, shut up.
You know, you think you're on stage. Everybody's a target. Everything's a goddamn joke.
I also want to point out that your
daughters so funny now.
Are at the perfect age to hold this against you.
Oh, they've weaponized it already, I'm sure.
They're going to remember all this.
They should.
They're taking notes.
I said, kid, you have to weaponize this and use it against your parents.
Shut up. Shut
oh, like
up.
They haven't figured this out already.
No, I know, but I don't need to hear it. I don't need to hear it.
I'm surprised your dad didn't also try to go to the game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, he sacrificed.
Because he's got to be pretty jealous of your trip coming up here.
I mean, he's semi-retired. He could have won.
Semi-retired with three kind of jobs.
Yeah, but, you know, he seems pretty relaxed.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a way to put it. 252 WCMF. Let's take some calls. Folks, wait patiently. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
I have so many things to say I don't want to trip up and forget. I can tell this is real. Let's have a real conversation here.
Okay.
I'm watching you on live stream. I'm watching you put your head down. This is real. Your dad's trying to get into heaven now, right? He's trying to make up for some past sins. And let's be honest. If this daddy-daughter dance was on Sunday, no way he's going. He might have tried to pull Tommy to go or something like that.
So let me stop. Hold on. Let me stop you real quick. Mm. In the defense of my old man.
Yeah.
Grandparents have a funny way of changing the way they go about things, and I don't know if what you said is true.
Your dad cares more about letting your daughters down than he did you.
And I think that's a common thing for grandparents. So, Jeremy, to be fair to my old man here, I don't know if that's the truth, but go on, buddy. I'm sorry.
Okay, fair enough. You know him better than I do. There's only one person in that room who acts like their father. It ain't you. It ain't Tommy.
Oh.
So... there's only one person left. Tommy, for all his faults, when he talks about his dad, he's nowhere near as bad as his father was. You're going to a game on Sunday. You love the Bills, but you're doing this part of work. Do you need to go? I'm not sure. I don't know your work relationship here, but I imagine there's some pay in it. You're earning money to provide for your family.
Oh, big provider over there. She comes over that measly doctor check, barely makes it to the cable bill. They're struggling.
I don't know, man. I just wanted to call and say, as a guy who didn't have a great father, he tried, and as a guy who was a terrible father when I was younger, I see what you're going through, and you're not a bad dad at all. There's going to be other times. Your daughters are young enough. You can make plans. You can do things. I know this hits you hard right now, but don't let it hit you that hard, because you're going to be back on Monday, and there'll be more times. So you're a good dad. I got to go before I start crying, because
I feel like I'm at a eulogy.
I am an ass most of the time, but I'm a sensitive guy, and this sort of stuff gets to me. So.
All right, thanks, buddy. I do appreciate it. Love you too, Jeremy. Thank you.
All right, happy Friday.
No, it's nice to have
go, Bill.
It's nice to have somebody that actually understands.
He relates.
Look at you. Nothing matters. I float through life. Back into the greatest things ever. I got no talent. I don't work hard.
What do you want from me?
Whoa. Dick. 252 WCMF. I'm going to the game on Sunday. I agreed to go. My wife and I forgot that my daughter's the daddy daughter dance for my kid to school is on Saturday, and I feel terrible. There's no way to get out of this. The ultimate irony of all of this with my old man, you know, things we've talked about here before. He has stepped up to take my daughters.
What a guy.
And it's been a really big mind F all week long because
like, he's a first responder.
Well, in this case, he'd be a second responder.
Well, I don't know.
Just saying. The first responder dropped the ball. 252 WCMF. You know, the other issue here before we go back to the phones?
Yeah.
I have to make it up to my daughters somehow. It feels like a bad 90s family movie, Kimmy. Yeah. He's a busy working man who never puts his kid first, but this fall he's going to learn you can't buy love. Like, what kind of activity makes up for something? Is it like a fancy dinner I take them out to? Do I have to take them overnight somewhere, the three of us, to like make up for like such a monumental
miss?
Well,
here's the thing, though. Like, this is such an official event where there are other people around, too. Like, I don't know what the equivalent would be, like what you, how you could, you know, set that up.
I don't care about the other people. Do you mean like other people seeing our me?
Yeah,
and
I think
when
that's part of the thing. I would assume that's also what your daughters care about.
Or how you make it up to them?
Yeah,
throw money at it.
No, it's more than money. It's got to be
something. Everybody wants money.
Shopping trip would have done it for me.
Right? See,
but I'm saying it's like
she don't even shop.
She is wearing a free shirt today.
She's wearing free everything today.
Let's take one more call before we move on. 252-WCMF. Josh, you got the last word on CMF, buddy. What's going on?
Morning, guys.
Try not to cry.
I won't cry. A couple weeks ago, did you wind up going to your daughter's game or the Bills game?
I ended up at my daughter's game.
Awesome. Then that kind of puts a little buffer for the loss here, because that was a completely voluntary thing that was important to her, and I think she'll hold on to that. And this, like you said, it's an obligation. It's something you cannot get out of. It was overlooked, and I feel like enough times passed that they may have come to terms with that fact. So I really think you're beating yourself up more than you should right now.
Look at you getting the pass all the way around, buddy.
No, like I'll tell you what's bothering me.
What's that?
Like, I mean, the dad. Like, I owe my dad big time. This is amazing, and it's great. Thank you. Like, yeah. Awesome. What is? I had to pick up my 12-year-old from school yesterday. Mm. And as I've decided, like, I'm going to tell her in the car.
Yeah, she's the younger.
Yeah, she's the younger one. And, like, she was, like, trying to be strong while I was telling. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell when your
she
kids
hasn't
is, like.
She hasn't had as many daddy-daughter dances, right?
So, yeah, this is her second one. Okay. This would have been her second one. So, like, as I'm telling her, she's trying to be like, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Ooh.
It's okay. And I'm like, oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. It's. But Josh, go on. I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to catch
you. Well, I think you should let them schedule something for you, because let them pick something of their interest. Maybe they each get one so that they have time with you, and that's probably what's breaking them up the most, if it is. And at the same time, they're going to have a lot of fun with their grandpa, because like you said, grandparents let the grandkids get away with a little more, overlook a few more things, and in general, a little more generous when it comes to, like, if they want to go out after the dance or something, or go get pizza or something. I think they'll realize the positives of the situation once they're in it.
You know, you could flip the script.
Do what?
Do like my parents would do.
Josh, thanks for the call, buddy.
We've all rearranged our schedules just so you could go to this dance. Your grandfather also had things to do, and we're all doing that. Like,
make them feel guilty.
Just flip the script on him, man. Like, everybody's bending over backwards so you can go to this dance, both of you, and you're very lucky to do it.
Your parents' kids turned out fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, my sister made it to 57.
Oh, for God's sakes, we're taking a break.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Tommy, you already have a problem with people who own or collect these?
Yeah.
It's a weapon, but not a modern-day conventional weapon. Yeah. That being said, it did enough damage in this story to send someone to the hospital.
Oh, Jesus.
And you'd have to think, if one of these is in a house, at some point, someone has gotten hurt.
He's going to go medieval on your ass?
No, not even that.
No.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from the city of Rochester.
What's going on?
Around 2 o'clock yesterday, a family argument got way out of control. Police say they were called after a 17-year-old severely cut a 29-year-old man with a sword.
Wow. That guy didn't have a sword.
We're still doing the sword thing.
Those are way sharper.
The victim, according to police, had significant cuts on his head and his face.
Oh, wow. So he got multiple shots.
Yeah, it was bad. So police say the argument was first, then came the sword.
Teach the way it worked. Yeah.
Okay. Authorities arrested the 17-year-old. The good news, 29-year-old man didn't have any life-threatening injuries, but it doesn't mean the situation was good.
Yeah, you could be seriously effed up.
Yeah, all right. So let's put this story aside for a second and just talk straight up swords.
Thank you.
It's got a W in the word, man.
There's a lot of silent stuff out there. I don't like it either.
I wish you were a silent thing right now. Tommy.
Yes.
If I asked you for one word to describe a person who collects swords, what would it be?
I mean, I could use a lot of them. Weirdo comes to mind first.
So if you collect a sword, you're a weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
I think more nerd first, sword collector.
But I also put them in the weirdo category. Nerd collector is a weirdo.
So there is not one person willing to give grace to sword collectors in the break room?
No. The ones I know are super weird.
Unless, like, they it was like a family heirloom or something. But I'm guessing if you have...
Your grandfather was a ninja?
I don't know. But I'm thinking like...
Grandpa Ninja is actually a new sitcom on CBS coming this fall.
I think I might... I mean, I think a person that has one sword and a person that has a collection of swords are two different people.
Any sword displayed, you're a weirdo.
But why would you like hide that? A sword?
Like those ninja-looking things on those, like,
like the, what, have holders? The sword rest.
No, but here's the thing. The display sword makes more sense to me. Why would you buy a sword and not show it
I don't
it
think
off?
You should even buy one. And why are you displaying it?
Well, because it's like a collector's piece, I guess.
All right. But if you bought it at one of those weirdo collection of those collectible conventions, they're junk.
Okay,
the
you remember
market sword.
You remember one of those weirdo collections of the conventional collections? You,
you know what I'm talking
no,
about?
That's it. Yes, the
if
weirdo.
Bought it at
the weirdo convention of the collectibles.
If you bought it at the Dome, it's garbage. The handle's gonna come off.
Well, that defeats the whole purpose.
Now I know there are probably a lot of people listening right now, mostly men, who have a sword in their house.
Wait, all right.
And from you people, I need honesty.
What's
all right.
That?
The phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. Does every sword collector have a sword that hurt someone? Not necessarily like this story where someone was attacked.
But something that could do some damage.
Well, no. Like, has it hurt someone?
Nick somebody, oh. Cut somebody.
Even by accident?
Well, look.
Saying?
Just effing around with it.
Yeah. There's a flaw in the logic
hurt
of...
yourself first.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
There's a flaw in the logic of owning a sword. If I buy a gun, there are a bunch of places I can go that will teach me how to use it. In fact, that's mandatory if I'm going to own it legally, right? I can take self-defense classes, and it will show me how to use my fists and feet. You don't see a lot of learn-to-use-a-sword classes.
Yeah, not fencing, swording.
Yeah, swording. Yeah. Because we don't live in feudal Japan.
Right?
It's an antiquated weapon. It's hard to use.
It's heavy.
Very few people to show you how to do it. And if you buy one, you're absolutely going to play with it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Right?
That's why you get it.
What is the point of buying a sword if you don't take it out and play with it in front of the mirror?
You got to do a little swashbuckling.
Most of the time without your shirt on.
Yeah, you keep your shirts on.
No, you do it shirtless in the privacy. Look, if you're going to play with your sword, you take your shirt
off. Oh, I like that Nelly song.
How's that go?
It's getting hot in here. Break out your swords, baby.
But nothing about taking your shirt off, though.
No.
Girl, I think my butt's getting big.
Yeah. You'd have to cut yourself if you're going to play with that. So I am.
You don't know how to swing that thing around. Like nobody's ever taught you the proper sword technique.
Hey, you're going to go on YouTube and you're just going to watch other idiots throwing swords around, and they're not experts.
Like there's no. I'm trying to think.
There's no class.
There, yeah. Unless like you take fencing, but even still, that's different.
That's a different. Type of like fighting.
I can't think of an activity you would take where they would show you.
You
want to
be
a
like
sword.
That Genghis guy swinging it around on
Genghis.
The horse.
Genghis Khan, cousin of Genghis Khan.
I don't know what's his name.
But I mean,
Genghis Khan.
It's a Chinese guy.
Genghis McGee Khan. Genghis Khan.
Genghis.
And he was Mongolian. He wasn't Chinese. You idiot.
I thought Mongolia and China were the same place.
I don't know.
I thought it was just
like on the map, technically, you're saying.
No, I thought like Mongolia is like the Mount Morris of China.
I don't know. I thought the Chinese were a thing and then the Mongolians got it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You're the one who's debating.
You're the one who called him
Genghis
Khan. Genghis Khan.
No, it's Genghis John.
Isn't Genghis a jacket fabric you have? You bitch.
Is there another purpose to having a sword other than to hurt somebody with it? Like, can you
display it?
Yeah,
but I'm asking, like, is there a function to it? Like, are people using it to
cut tomatoes?
Yeah, quick vegetable preparation.
I mean, you have, and I don't know if you'd consider this a sword, but a machete in your house.
Well, that's
so machete is a tool that is used in modern times.
But that's what I'm asking. Like, is there a use for a sword other than to hurt somebody?
Well, no. To Kimmy's point, I mean, so we have a machete in the house because it was my father-in-law's machete that he used when he lived in Jamaica.
Yeah, they cut sugar cane.
Exactly, but. To her point,
I don't think you don't see whipping a big ass sword. Aren't you going to take out your coworker?
No, but I think you're missing her point.
Right.
The old school machete my wife has now does not serve a function. It's in the house almost. We don't display it, but it is a family heirloom, so it is kind of the same thing.
But a machete is used in modern times right now as a tool of agriculture, like a shovel.
Yeah. No, I get it, but I'm not using it that way.
True.
No, we're not using it at all. Ideally, as long as my wife doesn't get mad at me.
Yes.
252 WCMF, we're talking about this terrible story yesterday involving two family members, one that was attacked by another with a sword, and putting that story aside, you know, the whole idea of collecting swords, you think those guys are, quote, weirdos.
Yeah, I think any collectible guy is a weirdo.
Kimmy called them nerds. Steven writes us on Instagram, I have one sword. It's not sharpened. It's from a video game series I like, and normally it would be on display in the man cave, but I moved recently. I was also recently gifted a couple of katana swords that are also not sharpened. I have an 11-year-old, and he, A, knows not to touch them, and B, not I wouldn't have them in the house if they were sharp. So it's an unsharpened sword.
On display.
Yeah, display sword.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
A completely pointless sword.
Well, but...
on display for nothing.
But most weapons you own are pointless.
You could just put a butter knife up there, hey?
Yeah, but couldn't you make the argument for somebody that collects like antique guns that don't work?
Ooh, that's a good point, too.
Gotcha.
Ooh.
No, but you would think that's cool. If you walked in and saw like a Colt revolver from the Civil War.
Because if it's a piece of American history, like a Colt 45 or a Winchester 76, yeah. It's a part of the old West.
You just wanted to drop names in there, didn't you?
No, but I like...
I'm soft, but I know gun names.
But to your... I'm making your point.
Yeah.
Those things resonate with me because they're part of American history.
But, I mean... But
there ain't no sword in our history.
There might
no,
be there swords is. Out There's... there that are part of history. Maybe not so much ours as much as other places.
Well, no, but to there are actually. You know, we're assuming that this sword in the story and all the swords we're talking about are like ninja swords.
You think a Civil War sword?
Well, there are, yeah. There's, what do they call those
Revolutionary
things?
Revolutionary sword?
Yeah, they don't call it that. What is it called? Oh, damn it.
It's called a sword.
No, I know it's called a cavalry sword. That's what it is.
Oh.
Okay, you're on a horse with it.
No, but there's a, it looks
pretty
different.
Cool, though.
But you only used that when your gun didn't work.
Ah! Yeah.
You went gun first. You ran out of musket stuff, then you go to the
musket
sword.
Stuff.
It was a backup
I'm out of
weapon
musket
at best.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Got to go to the grocery store for that musket stuff, Kimmy.
Can't get enough of that musket stuff.
There's swords that knights use that look different than that. There's a Ninja Turtle.
Well, those are those straight ass
ones. That'd
be
pretty cool.
Yeah.
See one of those in person.
Braveheart.
Yeah, like when you're jousting or something, maybe.
No, that's not a sword. No, that's just a big old
like
stick.
Oh, the jousting stick?
Yeah, that's what they called it, right. Jousting stick. 25 GWCMF, a man you would definitely trust with a sword.
Okay.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Hey, the long pointy thing that they use in jousting is called a lance, guys. But anyways.
Not a lance, guys. Get it right, guys.
But anyways, so what I was calling about is that those swords, if they get them at the right places, not the flea market ones, like you go to the Renaissance Festival, I was looking at the price of those just for funsies, and there were a couple of them that cost over
$10,000. $10,000 for a sword?
Yeah, it's because, you know, the materials and the time it makes to smith the thing. I'm just like, that's insane.
All right, I hate you for calling it smithing and not making, Ben. I hate you.
It's called blacksmithing there, Duffy.
So why didn't you say blacksmithing?
I thought that it makes, like, the horseshoe.
Smithing sounds cooler.
No, it doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't. You know, Ben brings up a good point. Like, maybe we are just unplugged from pop culture, because there is a very popular reality show called, what's that thing called?
I'm Not Getting Laid.
Forged in Fire, where it's guys who make swords.
Okay.
I love that show.
Of course.
The show is awesome. No, I just like the time and the effort and the creativity that they put into those swords. It is pretty cool.
So it's an art piece for Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he had to linger at the Renaissance Festival for a couple hours looking at the swords.
What about the hockey team in Buffalo there? They're named after a sword, the Buffalo Sabre.
Ooh. Yeah, but I also love the Buffalo Bills. I don't have a live buffalo in my backyard. I would take one.
Oh, come on. Come on, man. Why don't you go get one next week?
Hey, Ben, you own a sword.
I'm joking.
No, you own a sword.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Yes, I do. It's a wooden sword.
Okay, never mind. You don't. Ben,
so you couldn't even afford a real one?
One of the, he's making payments right now.
I don't have $10,000 laying around, Tommy. Jeez. No. Before I go, though, one for the entire country. Go Bills.
Go Bills. Thanks, Ben. Have a good rest of the day. That kid's an enigma wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in a... What was JFK?
Bacon fat.
Is there something, though, to his point that's just so expensive, no matter how nerdy it is, you're still kind of impressed? Like, if you brought in a $10,000 sword...
No, I'm not impressed.
Because I don't think it's a $10,000 sword, number one.
Why?
What would make it...
Because he just said it's custom, and it takes a long time to make.
Yeah, okay. I mean, time and material.
Bro, you think there's still ancient, like, guys making swords?
No, they're not ancient. They're real people.
They make these things in factories now. Like,
no.
Unless that thing was, like, from... ancient China.
Didn't listen to anything he said.
No, like it was around for the Great Wall.
No, okay. There are people.
Oh, the pretty good wall back then.
Pretty good wall. Yeah. Getting greater wall.
Yeah.
There are, for whatever product you want to buy, there are still like these small amounts of people that make it the way they were originally made. I don't know what the function of it is. Again, it's just an art piece. And I can also appreciate...
Bro, they're just slapping a price on
I
it
can
for like
also
the Benz out there.
Appreciate. Well, yeah, the Benz. Ben can't afford 10 grand.
It's $10,000.
No, I can appreciate keeping alive
the tradition of forging steel into weaponry.
Well, because here's the thing. I mean, it is a historical thing that happened. So being able to watch that, like, for example, you go to the Genesee Country Village Museum. They show you how they made maple syrup 150 years ago.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that anymore. But the fact that that exists gives you historical context as to what people went through. I get it. I just ain't spending 10 grand on a sword.
Sounds like you're a sucker for swords. You're a sword sucker.
That sounds
like it would hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts.
And here's the funniest thing.
Especially
right?
if you cough.
As we have this conversation, you know, telling you this terrible story that happened in the city, debating the dangers of this weapon, listening to Tommy kill all you swordsmen out there. Despite all that, Tommy Mulay, even though he believes this is stupid, thinks he knows how to use a sword.
Yes.
Yeah. It's ingrained in all men.
I know. Look at him. Look at
that. You're going to do that.
That's like
when
a
I see OJ one, I'm doing
with a sword. Okay. Yeah. We are all dumb enough as men to believe that if there was a sword in front of us with a man about
look
to
cool
attack,
with it.
And God.
Not only would we look cool,
you'd even make sound effects with it.
Well, actually, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to, but you will.
No, not with the speed you go.
Well, be slow swording.
Yeah.
Slow swording.
God, just have a stroke and get it over with.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
No, I'm going to puke right now.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Look at your face, your ugly, stupid face. Bills, Chiefs. There's nothing more to say. We know what's at stake.
Yeah.
You know these teams very well.
All of it, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I mean, not all of it. There is another game next week.
You got to get there, son.
Okay. Tommy feels very confident. He's doing this thing now where he was all excited all week, and then he realized everyone else was excited. So because his personality is being a contrarian because he thinks it makes him cool and unique, he's now being like, check out my boots. I'm dressed like Economy Bob Dylan. Check me out. How many Amazon packages till my wife makes me leave? Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
If I'm going to assault you, it's going to be today.
Let him get it all out of his system.
No, because he's going to be going all day. I think he had a candy bar before the show started.
I'm off a kid. I can't have any sugar. No, I take the pills for it.
Yeah.
My diabetes.
Over under. 2.5 total touchdowns.
Total touchdowns.
For Bills quarterback Josh Allen. This game, better or for worse, is going to define Josh's career up to this point. Mm. And he knows it. The Bills have employed the everybody eats mentality all season long, and it has worked thus far. But it can, in games like this, eventually get to a point where the stakes are so high, you need your thoroughbred to push you through the finish line.
He's got
to
run.
That being said, the Chiefs know what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Their entire game plan, if possible, will be to mitigate the damage that Josh Allen can do. Because you can't stop the damage. You can only hope to contain the damage. Just so you know.
Yeah, I need some information here, Pat.
Josh has faced off against the Chiefs in the playoffs 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
We know the Bills have won none of those games. Yeah. However, in every game he has played the Chiefs in the playoffs, he has gone over 2.5 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Tommy, over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen Sunday.
What do you think?
I'm asking.
Why do you even ask?
Because they're your picks. That's why we ask.
He didn't go over 2.5 last week.
You got two dogs in this field.
Oh, my God. You can do the dog thing again?
You do. You got two dogs.
Two dogs.
You got your three-peat dog. And what did you say? What was your catchphrase?
Golden Retriever.
Why not?
Oh.
Your why not dog.
Oh.
Now, what dog are you going to feed today?
I don't know.
I think McDermott is coming with some kibble and bits, and he's going to feed his why not dog.
No. What are you saying?
I don't know.
That means Josh is going to go balls to skin on this game and push it in. Of course he's going to get – I'm going to take the over.
All right, there's one –
You don't think this kid is going to have the game of his life, win or lose? He's going to – this is it.
I want you to consider something.
This is primetime peak Josh Allen career.
I want you to consider something. The Bills coaching staff this year has done a really good job at tailor-making game plans for specific teams. We saw it last week against Baltimore.
Yeah.
And if the Bills have lost three straight playoff games to the Chiefs with him going over 2.5 total touchdowns, it may mean he's doing too much. We saw the Bills succeed last week without him getting over 2.5. Do they come in with a different mentality to run the ball more now that they have the opportunity, which could affect over 2.5 touchdowns?
But I think he gets three total. You're just saying total touchdowns.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Didn't have it last week?
God.
All right, so to be clear, you are over 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
To be clear.
Okay. No, I just want to make sure you try and wiggle.
No, wiggling.
Your way out of.
Okay. Feed them dogs, son.
The why not dog. I don't even. What you just said was barely English.
Dog.
You ready for your second pick?
Sure.
Over under. 1.5.
Half.
An interception.
Ooh.
For Patrick Mahomes. The Bills' defense has been successful all season long because they are taking the ball away, and it may be the reason.
They're number one, aren't they?
They're up there. Well, yes, when it comes to taking the ball away. Taking the ball away is what got them the win against the Ravens last week. In the regular season, the Bills were in fifth place with 16 interceptions. All right, but there's a problem. First off, Mahomes has yet to throw an interception in the playoffs. In fact, the Chiefs have yet to turn the ball over in the playoffs. Now, it's been one game.
Yeah.
Hasn't happened yet. But even more shocking, in the three games that Patrick Mahomes has played the Bills in the playoffs, he's never thrown an interception.
He's never, wow.
Now, he's thrown plenty of interceptions against the Bills in the regular season, but in the playoffs against Buffalo, he has not thrown a single interception. And just so you know, the Bills could be short in the defensive backfield. Safety Taylor Rapp has not practiced all week. He's day-to-day, but it don't look good for him to play. He picked off Patrick Mahomes in their regular season matchup this year. Corner Christian Benford is in concussion protocol. He has practiced on a limited basis, which looks like that means he's trending to play, but with concussions.
We just don't know.
You never know.
The brain is a funny thing, Pat.
Yeah, especially the one I'm looking at. If they can't go, that is a massive problem. Over, under, 1.5 an interception for Chiefs quarterback Patrick
Mahomes. They got to get one.
No, they don't. In fact, they haven't. They haven't yet. I just told you that. No, I literally just said they have not done
only
that.
In the playoffs. They've got him in regular season.
This isn't the regular season. This is the playoffs.
I know. But Mahomes is looking a little shaky.
He didn't throw one last week. What is that?
What's that?
No, he's making
that is
noises
that.
Now.
What is that?
Over, under.
Ooh.
1.5 an interception for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, they got to get this kid one time.
Kimmy, did you
somebody's
know
he's at the door?
Did you know? No, I'm trying not to assault you. Like, thank God there's no sword in the room. Kimmy, did you know that he hadn't thrown an interception in the playoffs against the Bills before just now?
No.
Neither did I.
No, I did not know that.
Don't like it.
Fact.
All right, so to be clear.
I mean, Tommy's logic. What's your logic usually?
He's due.
He was due last season.
This is double due.
Double due.
Double due.
Double down due, baby.
AFC Championship. Tommy tells it like it is. He is over 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen. He is over 1.5 an interception for Patrick Mahomes. Are you ready for your third pick?
Let's do this, yeah.
Over under.
Okay.
90 yards rushing.
Rushing. This is just on the foot going.
For Bills running back James Cook.
On the foot.
On the foot, Kimmy. There is a big argument. The reason Josh is playing so well this year is because the job James Cook has done taking the pressure off. And he's done a hell of a job.
Mixing it up a little bit.
Well, look, he can chip away at a defense carry by carry, get you 3-4 yards at a time, frustrate him. He can explode for 30, 40, 50, 60 yards on one play. And they now seem to trust James Cook 100% in big moments. That being said, he has yet to do it on the ground against the Chiefs. Including the playoffs, James Cook has played 4 games against Kansas City. He's never rushed for over 90 yards. In fact, his highest total was 61 in the playoff loss last year. Add to that, you have two very formidable backs in Ty Johnson. And why am I blanking on 22? Oh, my God. I want to say Reggie Bush. Thank you. Ray Davis, who have been taking carries away sometimes. Over under, 90 yards rushing for James Cook.
So you don't think they're going to need him that much?
That's not what
I said. Because they have multiple backs.
I'm not saying I don't think they'll need
him. Well, you brought those other guys into the conversation.
No, because you're going to, because if Ty Johnson.
Been a part of the conversation.
Yeah, if Ty Johnson rips one off for 70 and James Cook finishes with 45, you're going to be like, you didn't tell me about Ty Johnson, even though I've been watching every game.
You couldn't even remember the guy's name.
No, that was Ray Davis.
Oh, Ray Davis.
Stupid. Over under.
But Cook's the man.
He is the starting
Cook
running
back. Cook is their go-to, yes.
But like Ray Davis, or excuse me, Ty Johnson.
They've come up big.
I mean, that Lions game, they won that game because of Ty Johnson.
Okay.
So over under, 90 yards rushing for James Cook.
Well, you know, you put a little wrinkle in that now.
Oh, what happened?
I was thinking one way, but now you mentioned those other two guys. Now, of course, I'm going to give him the 90 yards.
Can we disqualify him for that? I was going to say.
No. Cook gets his 90.
You think he's all right. So you got Josh getting 2.5 touchdowns, Mahomes throwing an interception.
This should be a hell of a game,
and
man.
James Cook going over 90 yards
rushing. We're going to have some
fun. Offensive show.
No, that's not.
Yeah, thank you.
No, that's not a hell of a game. That's a Bills. All right, I'm getting ahead of myself.
What?
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Did I hear something?
No. Oh,
did I hear
dare.
Echoes in the
I'm going to tell you right now.
Echoes in the break room of some, what?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Echoes a bonus pick
if
pass.
If you do that, I will punch you in the face.
That's not even a word.
The Bills are 1.5 point dogs going to Kansas City this week.
Ooh, dog. What did I say about dog?
Shut up. This is it. Keep in mind, we talked this morning. Patrick Mahomes has beaten Josh Allen 3 straight times in the playoffs, but no NFL quarterback has beaten the same quarterback 4 straight times. It's never happened.
Yeah. In the history of the league.
The NFL.
And that goes all the way back.
All the way back. Well, modern NFL.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs are looking to three-peat for the Super Bowl. We told you again this morning. No back-to-back Super Bowl champion has ever advanced to the Super Bowl in the third season. Mm. 3 have made it to the conference championship game. All of them lost. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
Well, obviously with my picks, I'm saying they win.
All right.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so the Bills win.
Right. Yeah, okay, so we're good then.
Period.
I think we're good. I mean.
You mother, don't you dare.
Looking farther afield.
Don't you dare. I hate
I guess I would you like to know, like, what I think, how.
No, I don't. I would not like to know any of that.
Kimmy, would you like to know?
I don't want to say anything because I don't want you to be like, you made me say.
Well, that was like it's like there's 2 Tommies in here.
Yeah.
I'm seeing 4 Tommies.
Because I heard somebody in the room almost say they had a mouthful of blowout in their mouth. Because all I'm looking for is a 10-point win.
All you're looking for is a 10-point win?
I think that's what we're all looking for.
Against the most dynamic offense we've ever seen in Kansas City.
So?
It's not. By the way, that's also not true this season.
Well, it's one of the best in the history of Kansas City.
Yeah, that, in the history
They're
of Kansas
the best
City.
Kansas City team Kansas City's ever produced.
That's not true either.
Anyway.
Say your words, stupid. Let's get it over with. Rip off the band-aid.
What?
Go.
Let's go for a blowout. No. Come on. Let's have some fun, baby. Let's stick it to them. Let's push it all the way in.
Are you predicting a blowout?
All the way in.
Are you predicting a blowout, or are you saying, let's go for a blowout? What
are
you doing?
Go for a blowout.
No, what is it? Are you predicting?
Go for a blowout.
No, stop it. I'm not referencing your fingers. No, I'm not referencing your fingers.
Push it in.
Not stop. Are you predicting a blowout?
I am predicting. Let's go for it. Let's get a blowout.
No. Listen to me. Yes or no, the game will be a blur.
The game will be blur.
Okay. You're the dumbest. I hate you.
Why?
I hope you're right. I'm not ruining your pick.
God damn it, let's have some fun and kick somebody's ass for a change.
You've never kicked anybody's ass in your life.
Well, let's do it now.
Okay.
Let's let them dogs out.
Just to recap.
Yeah, let's recap the whole thing. What we got going on here.
I need you to stop saying words right now.
Yeah.
Tommy is over 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen. Tommy is over 1.5 an interception for Patrick Mahomes. Tommy is over, you idiot, 90 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook. He has the Bills winning the game, which would cover the 1.5. They are dogs, and he has them winning in a blowout.
Yeah.
That should do it.
I think we got it here.
Our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan, not so fast, Kansas City bound buddy. My bonus pick this week lands on the shoulders of Travis Kelce.
Oh.
I think he has a nightmare of a game. I don't think this kid does anything. I think McDermott shuts that guy down.
Oh, my God.
To the point.
Oh, my God.
To the point. After the game, he starts melting down and whining about calls. He's just going to be a big whiny bitch into a microphone after the game.
Into a microphone.
Yeah.
We would have to have audio of it. Yeah. All right. So.
And.
Double bonus?
I think his old lady gets involved in the bitching too.
So you have. All right.
For the first time ever.
No,
okay.
Your bonus pick is that Travis Kelce has such a poor game that he bitches about the officiating when it's over.
Just whining.
And there will be a quote from Taylor Swift.
Oh, she might even just stick her damn head in there.
From the suite.
I don't know. She may come down after. I don't know.
Why would she be in the locker room?
I don't know. She's telling us she can go wherever she wants. She's like,
there's penises.
She's like
everywhere.
Lady Jesus.
There's penises everywhere down there.
You don't think she's seen penises?
Oh.
She can have any penis she wants.
Just after 9 o'clock, Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, Ryan Duffy from
RD?
From the Let's Go Duffalo podcast. Tommy and Kimmy are convinced they know what he's going to be today. And I'm telling you, he ain't got the balls.
No, you wish.
He ain't got the balls.
You don't want him coming in as this.
I know he won't.
Oh, I know he won't.
Well, no, because he was you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He was Kimmy last week.
So that's you.
The last member of the break room remaining.
How do you do an impression of the coolest guy on the planet?
Well, he's not going to do that. Yeah, he's going to come as your dumbass.
Come on, yo!
I got you. Did what I did?
All right, we'll get to that just after 9 o'clock here. On a football Friday.
I can't wait for Sunday.
I'm going to puke into this microphone. God. Can we wash these cloth thingies? Is that okay?
I don't know.
Because I'm going to puke on it.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.